The event of all this is very provoking. Sir James is gone, Maria highly incensed, and Mrs. Mainwaring unsupportably jealous. So jealous, in short, and so enraged against me, that in the fury of her temper, I should not be surprised at her appealing to her guardian, if she had the liberty of addressing him. But there your husband stands, my friend, and the kindest, most amiable action of his life was his throwing her off for ever on her marriage. Keep up his resentment, therefore, I charge you. We are now in a sad state. No house was ever more altered. The whole party are at war, and Mainwaring scarcely dares speak to me. It is time for me to be gone. I have therefore determined on leaving them, and shall spend, I hope, a comfortable day with you in town within this week. If I am as little in favour with Mr. Johnson as ever, you must come to me at 10 Wigmore Street, but I hope this may not be the case, for as Mr. Johnson, with all his faults, is a man to whom that great word respectable is always given, and I am known to be so intimate with his wife,